Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States and its European allies are urging Russia to, in their words, take extraordinary steps to support a cessation of hostilities in Syria. Foreign ministers from the U.S., France, Italy, Germany, Britain, and high representatives of the European Union pushed Moscow to support humanitarian assistance, stop bombings on the Syrians, and renew truce efforts. The allies maintain their commitment to dismantle the Islamic State and ask Russia to focus on al-Qaeda-affiliated groups in Syria. Videos released by police in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, show a confrontation between police and 43-year-old African-American Keith Scott that left Scott dead. This has become a controversial incident that has aroused lots of attention. Kirk Putney, the police chief, spoke to reporters about the pace of the investigation.
We're 4 days after the incident. We're talking about two independent investigations, and they take time. I'm gonna insist we do it right, not fast.
Ray Dodge is Keith Scott's brother-in-law, and here he talks about those police videos.
Unfortunately, we are left with far more questions than we have answers. It does not make sense to us how it was possible that this incident resulted in the loss of life. It just does not make sense, and it is not clear in the videos that were released.
The major question about the shooting, whether Scott was holding a gun when police ordered him to step out of his car, was not answered even with the release of these videos. This is VOA News. Slamming